Revolves Fine Jewelry.
Hey, it's Tammy again.
Yes.
Hey. I just wanted to follow up. So when, do you know when we'll be getting that payment? I need to get an ACH for that $18,000 in order to get these out for you, Nadina.
The one that the invoice on the four?
Yeah, the 4 carats.
Okay, hold on just 1 second.
Sure.
Hey, Tammy. It's Brandon Rivard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. Okay, so our customer that was on the fence about trading in the 4 carats and going with a bigger pair, she just kind of put that on hold. She's a friend of mine. I'm not going to push her on it. So what we're going to do is we're going to send the other ones back to you on Monday for Tuesday, I believe, and I'm going to enclose the check for the other ones in that package. So we'll overnight it with the diamonds.
Okay.
So I wasn't planning on y'all being there today, but yeah, what we're going to do is I wanted to let you all know that there will be, make sure you look for a check to go to accounting in that package with the diamonds.
Okay. All right. So we're going to overnight the check on Monday
with
the 6 carat total weights.
You got it.
Okay.
Does that work for you or?
So she's just completely off the table now with the 6 carats? Like, is that kind of what's happening?
Because,
we left them there since October.
I think she's trying to push me on price. And I'm giving her the difference it costs, so there's no pushing on price. She either buys them or she doesn't. She'll buy something from me eventually, but she shops with me all the time.
Okay.
I think she's just
pushing you on price.
Yeah, yeah, and there's nowhere to go. You know, we sold her the original ones, and then I just sold her the paperwork. And I said, here's the cost of the new ones, and so the difference is what it is.
Right, right.
You know, so there's really nowhere to go. I wasn't going to make a second profit on her. I was just going to. She's a friend, and her daughter was buying stuff too, and yeah, I just wanted to. Yeah, just make it as easy as possible, and I don't know. They own a huge
big real estate, right?
Big real estate, and they own a Mercedes dealership here. And you know, when they say, "Here, we're selling an invoice," you know, she's probably thinking I'm pulling that bullshit with her too. But I'm, you know, it's whatever. We're close enough that I'm not worried about that.
No, and I understand that completely. I'm just kind of in a pickle here. I mean, I left them there for about 6 weeks, and obviously I've already reported them sold, so I'm going to be taking a $54,000 hit myself.
Well, I'm not going to buy them. I don't want you to have to do that. Whoever I need to talk to up there that's above you, just tell them to call me, and you're not going to take a hit on them.
Okay, well, give me 1 second. Let me actually put my director on the line with you, okay?
Yeah, we'll make sure that you don't get hit on them, or we'll just send everything back, and he can lose my number.
Well, just give me 1 second, okay?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Did you know that RDI Diamonds does memo? Need several diamonds to show a customer? RDI's diverse collection makes it easy to show choices that will fit your customer's needs in just one time-saving call.
Hey, Brandon, it's Garrett.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I've been better. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me explain. Maybe I can help you with some of
this. Yeah, please.
All right, so we had a customer that came in and bought the 4-carat total weight earrings, and then her daughter was shopping with us as well. They travel quite a bit, so we apologize for the time confusion there. But so she decided at one point she thought she was going to buy some bigger earrings. So we ordered in a 6-carat total weight. She took longer to come in and see us than we had hoped for. But so basically what we did is we said, well, here's the difference. Here's the earrings. We were kind of holding up paying for the 4 because we thought, well, she's going to buy the 6, and we'll just spend the 4 back and send them a check for the 6.
Right.
So she's hung up on me a little bit on the 6-carat. We are personal friends, so I'm not worried about, you know, I don't think she's bullshitting with me or anything. But I showed her, we made a profit on the 4 carats, and then when she decided to do the 6, I just showed her the invoices. You know, I said, here's the difference. We're not doing a double profit thing on you. This is just the cost for you to move into those. So I think she was kind of hoping, she's kind of squeezing me a little bit. There's nowhere to squeeze, though. We're squeezed out. And she's not, I haven't talked to her. She's not the kind of person either that I'm going to call back and keep pestering her.
Sure.
So basically what I just told Tammy was that we're going to, we apologize they've been out. We're going to send the other ones back that she didn't take with a check. We're going to overnight those to you Monday for Tuesday. She was telling me that unfortunately she was in a bit of a pickle and that she's going to have to, Tammy's going to have to eat that.
Right. We were told that they were sold and going to be mounted. So that was weeks ago. That was weeks ago. And then
who told you that?
It was Nadina reported that those are the ones that she picked, and they were going to go in yellow.
Okay.
But hold on. So
they don't have they don't have authorization to do that.
That's fine. I'm not looking to get anybody in trouble.
Sure.
So that you're saying you're squeezed. Is it time or is it what's the real difference?
She just that's it. She just said, oh, so that's the best you can do. I said, hey, that's all there is to do. This is just the price difference. These cost this. You paid this. This
right.
is the difference.
Right.
And she goes, well, let me think about it. And so I'm going to let her think about it, but I'm not going to call her back. She's just not that kind of customer you call back. She'll make up her mind or not. So that's where we are. Now, if we're in something to where you guys have paid for those, you didn't own them
we committed to them.
Okay.
But we have a lifetime trade policy that allows us to, but like that's not a small chunk of change for you.
No, it's not for anybody. That's not
44
fine.
Grand.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me, why don't we do this? Go ahead.
I was just trying to think. So she's currently wearing, because that was the other
the
confusion,
force.
Kind of working, because I talked to Nadina and she's like, well, they're two separate things. And At one point, I thought they were two separate customers. At one point,
no, it's an original customer, same customer. So, but her daughter is shopping with us as well with some other stuff. So I can see where that.
Yeah.
What we'll do? Let me just. I've got a customer that's walking in. Gavin is sitting down in front of me. Let's talk. I'm in and out a lot Monday, but I will be here all day Tuesday. Let's talk Monday.
Yeah.
Let me sit down and look at numbers. What we have. What I was going to send you payment for the 4s.
Yeah.
Let's look at the others.
They're killer diamonds, and they're awesome.
Yeah, they are.
They're awesome.
But I would be, if we were going to do like a trade type thing, I would be more suited sending those back and then taking something else of yours. You know what I mean?
If they were paid for, we could do that. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. If I don't want to hold up because it's busy and you got a customer coming in front of you.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold up Nadina, is there any way that you can ACH for the 4-carat total weights? Like right
it's at Saturday, I can't.
No, Monday. If
because
then I can get you 2 carats for
per
call. I just
oh, you mean for the 4s?
Instead of putting it in the mail or sending it in, if you can just take a photo of it, we can run it electronically. And then
you
have to
a picture of it. Picture
that's
of the
all
check,
I need.
Just,
on Monday that'd be great. And then
let's
we can
that.
Discuss what we do with the 3 carats.
Okay. Why don't you call me?
I have your cell, I think.
Yeah, you got my cell.
All right.
My cell.
All right.
I'm going to make a note here. We're going to touch base. We'll
again, this is
Monday
not
morning.
This is not an like Nadina. It could have been a miscommunication on our end or both ends. But I understand that you report stuff sold. So we're not here to get anyone in trouble.
No, I know that. I know
about
trouble.
Okay, good.
She's been with me 20 years. Nobody's getting in trouble. All my people that are here have been here 10 years or more.
All right, so we'll figure.
Nobody's getting in trouble. When you say the miscommunication, I'm certain it was on our end.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate
cool,
that.
Man.
And I appreciate your flexibility, too, because they are killer stones. I committed
I
to them thinking that they were committed.
I get
it. All right. So we'll work it out.
I wouldn't have had you do that if I understood.
No, understand. But,
don't worry about it. I understand. We all trust me, but I If we were sitting at a craps table, I'm putting money on that we fucked up on that one. So,
well, do you go to Vegas?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'll play with you.
$55,000 of something I don't need. So, no,
okay.
I don't go to Vegas.
I get you. All right, man. Yeah. We'll work on it. I'll call you Monday.
Okay. Hey.
I'll talk to you soon.
Hold on a second. Sorry.
I heard that.
I'm afraid if I walked in and said he's had hernia surgery. So,
take it easy, dude. You got to get enough back in the hospital. All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk Monday. I'll let you run.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
you. Bye.